We haven't discussed the instruments. Can you just tell us briefly? There are two different kinds of string instruments, I think.
Certainly. What we have with us today is just a small selection of the available instruments, and we're hearing bowed string instruments mostly. The bazanchi is a bowed string instrument actually with four strings and a double bowstrings that are strung between the strings, and there are two pairs of unisons tuned a fifth apart. And then the other stringed instruments we have, some people call it the horsehead fiddle. It has two strings, and they're also tuned a fifth apart. It looks like a big wooden spoon with skin stretched over the face. Some people say that it may be the ancestor of the cello. So,
okay. And then there was the flute, which is an end-blown flute, but it's blown much differently than any flute I know of.
That's right. It's got kind of a weird embouchure. There's no mouthpiece or anything like that. It's just basically a long wooden tube with holes in it, and you kind of stick it up. So part of it is in front of your teeth and part of it is behind your teeth, and you put your tongue in a certain way and blow it. It's a tough art for sure. It's a
and
strange
it's in the
embouchure.
Corner of your mouth.
Up in the corner.
Yeah. Does that allow you to sing at the same time as your mouth is open?
As a matter of fact, yeah, you can throat sing and sing at the same time, and some of the more advanced techniques involve that.
Now, Sean, how old is this music?
Nobody knows for sure. Certainly the Tuvans not having a written tradition. There are certainly mentions of it in ancient epic stories of the Tuvans, which probably go back at least 1,000 years. But no one knows really for sure. Some ethnomusicologists say that it may be connected to a time before human beings invented language, so it might be very, very old indeed.
So no one, it's just from the very first recordings of history, it's been...
Sure, from the very first time human beings began to express themselves in sound, it would have made sense to imitate the sounds of nature around you, and maybe that's why Tuvan music is so tightly connected with the natural world.
Now, here's a kind of subjective question for you. To my ears, and I've heard this music several times before, what we just heard has a deeply, tragically sad sound to it. Now, is that the intention of the music, or is that just my response to the modes and the
Right, of course. Sound. So on one side, it's a response to, oh, well, it's minor, so it sounds sad. There's a wide range. Every emotion is presented in Tuvan music. The songs that we've picked so far sort of have this deeper sound. It's a folk music. As well as having a spiritual connection to nature, it also expresses all the things folk music expresses. For instance, there's songs about good horses and beautiful girls and how I want to gallop over there and maybe roll in the hay with that nice young woman. So there is definitely a happy, very human, very earthy side to it as well.
Wonderful. But this particular song by Taiga wasn't meant to be tragic, was it?
No, certainly not. It's just deep and profound, much like the mountain
Absolutely.
Itself.
Aha, gotcha.